And welcome back inside the cave on this Thursday morning. Pat Hayes, Jeff Bowman with you this morning. And of course, our broadcast this hour being brought to you by D&P Communications, connecting you to what matters most. And as promised, we're going to be talking a little bit of cross country, and we're glad to have with us on the other end of our line this morning, Wendy Knapp, the cross country coach, the girls cross country coach at Tecumseh High School. And Wendy, welcome to the broadcast.
Thank you. It's nice to be here.
And of course, the Lenawee County preview is coming up this Saturday, and of course, Tecumseh High School is going to be running that meet. And tell us about how many teams are going to be there and where the actual course is located.
Well, the actual course is at Tecumseh High School. We run around the grounds. We used to have some wooded areas and some open fields, so anybody who's there to cheer on their runners or their team, you can usually see people a couple different times, so that's really nice. It's a two-loop course that the kids run, so they're able to run it twice, and you can see them several times during that, which is always nice to be able to cheer them on. And honestly, every team from the county will be there. We have Addison all the way to Sand Creek, Morenci, Hudson. They're all going to be present. Lenawee Christian will be there, so it'll be a good meet. Typically, it's, you know, always one to kind of get your feet wet back into the season, remember what it feels like to race, and kind of see where you are in the season for training.
Well, it's got to be refreshing to open the season and not really having to worry about COVID that much, although it is still here. We're opening up the season looking pretty well as far as the health-wise perspective.
Yes, it is nice. Last year, even though, you know, a lot of the restrictions were lifted, there was still that fear, I think, a little bit, and just trying to recover from the year before, right? Like that mental change a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So this year seems like kind of, back to a normal year a little bit, not as much on people's minds. Obviously, we know it's still present, but, you know, it seems like it's a little bit more relaxed and not so hyper-vigilant.
So, as I understand it, this will be a meet for both boys and girls. And so how many runners are you expecting to be there in Tecumseh on Saturday?
Well, that's a good question. You know, every team is different. I'm not sure how many runners each team has on their roster. I've heard some teams have anywhere from 4 or 5 girls. We have 13. So, you know, usually I think we have close to, I don't know, if we have 12 teams, and you say there's 10 people on each one, that's 120. So, you know, you could have close to 150 or more for boys and for girls, so close to 300 runners. Plus then middle school. We also have a middle school, or it's considered an open race, because it's not their season yet. They're not officially in season, so it's an open race that is run after all the high school races are completed.
Wendy, this is Jeff Bowman. I know it's kind of a neat meet, too, because you break it down a little more as far as, classes, age groups, compared to just a regular meet as well. So you get a little bit different feel of this one as far as the competition goes, because everybody's against themselves, other teams and times, but also this one's a little different because it's the, you know, you break it down as far as grades against each other as well.
Well, we actually changed that a couple years ago.
Okay, my bad.
So we don't do that anymore, but we used to. And part of the reason we don't do it anymore is it just got really, it gets really hot, and it's not always very conducive to times, but also it can be a little dangerous.
Gotcha.
You know, as that heat in August rises. So we changed that about, I would say, probably 4 or 5 years
ago.
Oh, my. We went to just one boys' race and one girls' race, just kind of keep the day moving, and it doesn't get so hot where we have to worry about people maybe passing out or getting dehydrated. So it kind of, a little bit for a safety thing. But that, we used to do it that way, and it was nice to see freshmen and sophomores against each other.
Yeah.
Where they were, but it kind of got a little not safe.
All right. Well, my bad on that, Sulking. Thanks for making every. You know, there might have been other people that. You know, I always like that to say who was the you know the better in the lower grades and the upper grades. So it was always kind of nice to see
was,
that.
Yes.
But again, I can understand completely not having to race so much time during the day.
Yeah, because really the races wouldn't get done until almost you know sometimes 11 or 11:30, and as you guys know, in August that can get pretty toasty. And very humid, so it gets a little for safety reasons. It just got a little too much.
Well, I guess one other question regarding that then is, you know, you look at the preview and you want to compete and you want to put up the best times you can. But at the same time, are you trying to kind of you know start off a little bit slow and then peak at the right time as well? So you don't have complete. You know, confidence. So, okay, if this is what we're doing, I'm okay with that score, but we still want to get better.
Completely. So, like I said, you know, it really is just, you know, kind of get back into racing. It's been a year. You know, nobody. It does take a little bit for your mind to get used to racing 3 miles on soft ground, unlike on a you know where we've been training a lot of times. Sometimes it's on trail. Sometimes it's on. Roads, but when you go into these cross-country courses, you're on fields. So, like, some part of our fields, they're not real even, so your body has to get used to running on those. So, yeah, this race, we use it as a conditioning race. So, really, we're still in our hard training session. So, we're not really worried about times. We're not worried about place right now. We're just trying to get used to racing. And, we, like you said, we want to peak at the right time. You know, the training right now, June, July, and August, that's the most important training. And that gets you ready for October and November. The ultimate goal, obviously, is to make it to state and finish well as a team. You know, our goals for our team are, you know, try and win regionals again, win SEC White. You know, we have some bigger goals. It would be great if it worked out tomorrow, on Saturday and we won the county preview, but that's not our main goal, and that's not really... You know, we're just trying to get out there and race and see where people are so they can start to remember and we know where to take our training.
Well, you were talking about training, and with cross country, I would think that, you know, this is almost a year-round sport. You really have to keep running, and if you want to, you know, better those times each year as you go from freshman, sophomore, all the way up to senior, do some of these girls and boys – run in other sports like track and field and things of that nature to help them out with their cross country?
Yes, and some of them will do some indoor, like training for indoor meets and different things like that. So, yeah, I mean, that's very true. If you want to really make a big impact and make an improvement every year or at least maintain or, you know, make some small changes, it is an all-around sport. I don't think most people realize that. You know, if you really want to be successful and make an impact, you do have to do that. We have several athletes that do basketball during the winter. So they're still getting, you know, conditioning in a completely different way, but they're still getting that. They're not just sitting at home, I guess is what I'm trying to say. you know, you can't just be at home and think, oh, you know, when June comes, I'll be ready to go. You know, that's not really how cross country works. To build your aerobic engine and to really be ready to do workouts or do long runs, you have to have some kind of conditioning to start.
Well, let's talk about your team, the Tecumseh Girls Cross Country Team. Give us some names of some of your runners, and I know you mentioned you have about 13 on your squad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have 13 girls this year, a little lower numbers, but, you know, that's okay. Different classes bring in different numbers. We have all of our varsity runners returning this year, though, so that's a huge win for us. That's the first time that I believe has happened for us, so that will be great. We're being led by 5 seniors, Chesney Wilkie, Kaylee Pesta, Emma Abbott, Emily Stevenson, and Kelsey Knapp. And then we have 2 sophomores this year, Madison Morris and Jessica Warren. That's the team that, you know, we won regionals last year by 1 point over Chelsea. And with Madison Morris running down the 2 Chelsea runners for us at regionals, which was huge. And then we obviously with the state's team, and I think we came in 16th. So, and we beat everybody from SEC and everybody from our region, which is big. That's a huge thing for us. So that means we did beat Chelsea and Pinckney at regionals. So for us, that's a win. You know, we're trying to beat people we see every year, but also be high up in the team rankings there.
Well, you mentioned Chelsea several times. Let's look at the SEC White Division. A lot of times championships run through Chelsea. And like you said, you defeated them last year. And but it was very, very close. And one of the, from what you've said, you have all of your runners back from last year. So you've got to be looking at some pretty high goals for this year.
We do have, you know, our team goals. The girls met when we were at camp, and you know, the team goal is to obviously to win the SEC White this year. Last year, we actually tied with Chelsea, and we lost to Pinckney by, I think, by just a couple points, and that was only because one of the races we had to sit out two runners because we didn't want them, one, to get injured. They kind of had a little flare-up of an Achilles, and the other one already had an Achilles issue, so we kind of lost just for that one race because they all kind of accumulate for us. So, and then obviously we want to win regionals and improve on our finals, our standings at the finals for the state meets. And they're very motivated this year. They're working well together as a team, encouraging each other. And some of these tough workouts, especially in the heat and the humidity, you know, you bond over some of those workouts and show each other your toughness, but also that you're in it together. And that's one great thing about this team. You know, everybody from top to bottom, they're encouraging each other. They're, you know, when we're doing our sprints or our stride outs or finishing different parts of race of workouts, they're there cheering each other on. So it's really nice to see.
Well, and you mentioned injuries. I know that's probably one of the biggest things is trying, with so much running and so much training, is really trying to, you know, stop the nagging injuries and stop, you know, make sure that, you know, you don't have a big one. You know, a lot of times in throughout a season in any sport, you know, you got to get that difference between being injured and being, you know, having a little pain. And that's probably one of the biggest things for you, you know, as a coach to try to deal with is to make sure that with all the training, everything that's going on, that you keep those to a minimum.
Very true. And we're not a big school, you know, like for our county, maybe we are, but you know, like we look at other schools where they have just such volume of numbers that if somebody gets injured, just next one up, you know, or even in another sport, you have a second position, second person that plays that same position, they would step in. Where you know, we have 13 people total, so if somebody gets injured, you know, there sometimes there's a big time gap, which is, you know, not normally it's everybody runs their own race, but when you're in, you know, like a bigger race where you're trying to have a team standing to move on, that can be the biggest issue of if you move on or not, right? And so I think all of us, everybody in cross country, that's something we always try and do. The one thing that we really do at Tecumseh is, you know, open communication with each of the girls every day, asking how they're feeling, how do they feel after each workout, what's going on, any issues, if they're feeling extra fatigued or tired, we're coming up with alternatives. You know, we're really trying to stay on top of that. My husband, Ryan Knapp, is the assistant coach, and so together we're kind of constantly, you know, talking to them and asking how they're feeling. If they're not feeling okay, we might reduce something or, you know, just adjust a little bit, trying to make sure we're keeping them fresh but yet getting some work in.
What about Tecumseh's boys team? You mentioned that just a minute ago.
I don't know too much about how the boys team's doing. I haven't seen them. We actually, during the summer, we're training in different spots, actually, so, and at different times. So I really don't know how training's going. We have seen some of the kids out running on the roads, and we say hi and cheer them on, but we don't have too much communication during the summer, actually, just because we're training at two different times.
Okay. Wendy, we are just about out of time here on Inside the Cave, but we want to remind folks that they can come out this Saturday to to view the Lenawee County preview, and it will be at the Tecumseh High School. They can just come to the high school and park in the big lot there?
Yes, but just let everybody know, you do have to use the GoFan to pay for parking now. They will have people out there with iPads to pay. Mm-hmm. So if you don't have your own account, that's okay. They'll have, you know, they can have you run your, do it right there. But we used to have people pay for parking just using cash, but now everything's with the GoFan. So just go be aware of that, that you do have to use GoFan for paying for parking.
Cashless society.
Cashless.
It's getting to be that way.
All right. The county preview coming up this Saturday. It'll begin at 9 a.m., correct?
Boys race at 8:30.
Oh, okay.
Yep, boys race at 8:30, girls run at 9:15, and then the open race is at 10.
Okay, great. All right, that's all at Tecumseh High School. And, Wendy, we want to thank you for being on with us this morning. Let's keep in touch. Be sure to supply the Cave with all the results of your meets this year, and we would love to maybe have you on again maybe halfway through the season and see how things are going.
Perfect. Would love to. Thank you.
All right. Wendy Knapp, our guest here on Inside the Cave.